It's the news couch potatoes have been waiting for. A study suggests that tapping away at your keyboard can help you lose just as much weight as sweating it out at the gym. Researchers at Indiana University in the US found that virtual exercise is at least as beneficial as real exercise because the confidence and motivation that was created in the virtual world continued offline. Michael Atkin has more.
Get off that treadmill, because you can lose the same amount of weight in the virtual world as you can at the gym. Over a 12-week period, two groups were monitored by Indiana University. One exercised in the real world, and the other watched their virtual selves do all the hard work. Despite the difference in exertion levels, both groups had a similar average weight loss of 4.5 kilograms. Assistant Professor Jeannie Johnston from Indiana University says she was surprised by the finding.
If they were in the virtual world and they were able to see themselves participating in the physical activity, they could gain confidence to go out there and do it, where the person in a face-to-face might not necessarily have that ability to actually see themselves. And so we're thinking about it could potentially be a visualization factor. In high-level sports and different things like that, they have people visualize themselves doing activities. And if you can visualize yourself being successful in activity, that gives you confidence to perform an activity. And the other aspect is some of the participants in the virtual world reported that they actually exercised while they were in the virtual world.
But the study is also significant because it found exercising in the virtual world is superior to the real world in several ways.
When we looked at their behavioral measures that we took, when we looked at their confidence and their ability to perform exercise and their confidence and their ability to maintain the diet changes that they adopted during the program and their physical activity patterns, we found that there were significant increases in the participants that were in the virtual world, but there were not significant increases in the participants in the face-to-face.
Second Life is a popular online world where people can create a profile or avatar. For the study, 20 people participated in a weight loss program called Club One Island. A web video shows characters straining on exercise bikes and doing laps of a pool, while an instructor eggs them on. But sports psychologist Jackie Lauder warns against giving up physical exercise.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried that I won't have a job, but the only thing I would be worried about is that people think that this is the only source. It is one form of the education process and it can't be used on its own. Exactly like somebody going to the gym, we would still want them to understand the benefits of exercise, healthy eating, relaxation, life balance, all of the same lessons, so nothing can be used on its own. It has to be used in conjunction with other methods.
Jeannie Johnston from Indiana University says virtual exercise is a viable alternative, especially for people who are turned off by the real thing.
It can reach a larger mass. It can reach people that wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable going to a club or feel comfortable doing a face-to-face weight loss. What the virtual world also has is that interactive part. And so they can interact. They can have social support with the people that are in their class. So you're able to reach a large number of people who may not feel comfortable face-to-face.
That's Assistant Professor Jeannie Johnston from Indiana University speaking to Michael Atkin.